In a world obsessed with grand gestures and overnight success, MicroSkills offer something refreshingly different. The recognition that career excellence comes from mastering tiny, learnable behaviors that compound over time. These aren't vague platitudes about working harder or following your passion. They're concrete actions anyone can implement, regardless of background or industry. The brilliance of this approach lies in its accessibility. Unlike advice that assumes privilege or existing networks, these microskills level the playing field, providing a roadmap for navigating workplace dynamics that often remain frustratingly opaque, especially for those from underrepresented groups. Think about how we approach other skills. Would you attempt to run a marathon without training or perform surgery without medical school? Yet we often expect ourselves to excel professionally without deliberately practicing the component skills. What if your career growth isn't about innate talent, but about mastering small, specific behaviors that create outsized results? This perspective transforms professional development from mysterious art to practical science, one where consistent, intentional practice leads to measurable improvement. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's strategic. When your laptop battery runs low, you charge it without question. Yet many professionals push themselves to exhaustion, wearing burnout like a badge of honor. Remember, you might love your job, but your job will never love you back. Building your personal board of directors, trusted individuals who provide perspective during challenges, creates the foundation for sustainable success. Research from Blue Zones confirms that strong community relationships contribute directly to resilience. Sleep isn't a luxury, but a competitive advantage. After years in emergency medicine, physicians learn that sleep deprivation impairs judgment rather than demonstrating heroism. Effective task management means completing the right things in the right order, which requires understanding what your supervisors truly value. Consider two graduate students. One spent excessive time on stylish workshop invitations, while the other focused on research, lectures, and networking. The latter secured a faculty position because those activities aligned with their supervisor's priorities. In emergency medicine, prioritization becomes life-saving. Resource assessment prevents project failure by identifying obstacles early. Timeline creation provides structure, while adjustment requires honesty about feasibility. Studies show 76% of founders miss deadlines because initial timelines weren't realistic. Learning to quit projects strategically creates space for reflection, self-care, and new opportunities. Polished communication delivers critical information while building relationships through intentional words, physical expression, timing, and cultural awareness, recognizing that communication is predominantly nonverbal, up to 90%. Body language transforms interactions. Simply sitting down, unfolding arms, and making eye contact can diffuse tension. Using proper interpreters rather than relying on partial language skills prevents misunderstandings, as demonstrated when this approach helped correctly diagnose a stroke patient. Direct communication saves lives. A clear statement like, "I am worried the patient has ischemic bowel and needs to go to OR," prevents confusion and builds trust. Strategic storytelling makes abstract concepts memorable by incorporating patient stories into presentations. Radical listening creates space for others by embracing silence, letting others speak first, using nonverbal engagement cues, and avoiding behaviors like mansplaining and interrupting that disproportionately affect junior teammates, women, and people of color. Email effectiveness requires understanding that people spend only 8 to 12 seconds on messages, with 65% ignored entirely. Effective emails use thoughtful subject lines, brief greetings, structured body text, and careful proofreading. For emotional content, take deliberate rest, step away physically, and approach conversations with curiosity rather than assumptions. Your reputation, how others perceive your competence, reliability, and character, significantly impacts your career trajectory. While building it takes time, reputation can be damaged instantly. Meeting deadlines and communicating proactively builds trust. When you can't deliver on time, informing people in advance shows professionalism rather than ghosting. Sharing failures strategically makes you more credible and approachable, creating psychological safety unlike environments that only celebrate wins. Understanding dishonesty's impact prevents reputation-destroying mistakes. Social lies might be forgiven, but workplace deception, whether by commission, omission, or embellishment, can result in termination and broken relationships. Local reputation matters as much as broader professional standing. One CEO was celebrated internationally, but feared internally, highlighting the disconnect between public image and daily interactions. Your reputation begins with how you treat immediate colleagues and fulfill routine responsibilities. Managing gossip protects your reputation because what you say about others reflects on you. Private information rarely stays private. Instead of participating in gossip, elevate conversations to discuss ideas rather than people. While expertise traditionally stems from formal education, the internet has transformed this process. True expertise requires accurate knowledge beyond mere credentials or follower counts. Effective brainstorming generates ideas without immediate judgment. For trending topics, seek unexplored applications to establish your niche. Focus narrowly instead of broadly developing leadership skills. Concentrate on specifics like management of early career graduates. Test ideas early rather than waiting for perfection. Don't fear ideas being scooped. Execution matters more than the concept. Collaboration enhances expertise by providing fresh perspectives and strengthening underdeveloped skills. Deliberate practice demonstrates your capabilities. Many professionals experience imposter syndrome not from fraudulence, but from lack of recognition, particularly those from marginalized communities. Learn to identify good opportunities and act quickly. Award pursuit validates expertise through proactive nomination seeking. Self-advocacy is essential, especially for women whose contributions often go unrecognized. Understanding workplace culture is essential for professional success. Every workplace has its own flow, communication style, and unwritten rules that determine who thrives. Name learning builds trust. Being mistaken for other people of color is dehumanizing. When introducing yourself, repeat your name, be honest when forgetting names, and avoid untitling, removing someone's credentials or title. Privilege recognition acknowledges how identity affects workplace experience. Success connects to perception through changeable factors, like attire, or unchangeable ones like race or gender. Identify your privileges by considering what has eased your life, observe who gets rewarded versus who struggles, and share resources when well-connected. Upstanding advocacy uses influence to support others. Unlike bystanders, upstanders speak against wrongdoing. Prepare responses for when teammates face disrespect or exclusion. Your network consists of meaningful connections that help you grow professionally, and you already have one. Networking isn't collecting contacts, but establishing genuine relationships with people who provide guidance and support. Introverted networking honors personality differences while building connections. Strategies include staying near conference venues, organizing small gatherings, and scheduling one-on-one meetings. Network leverage expands connections through trusted introductions, while network sharing creates value for everyone. Most professional connections come through second-degree connections. By connecting others, you position yourself as a helpful resource. The journey to workplace excellence demands consistent practice of micro-skills rather than dramatic transformations. Financial stability offers freedom in career choices. Effective calendar management, consolidating calendars, protecting time blocks, and questioning meeting necessity create space for priorities. Professional development requires deliberate practice of specific behaviors, not vague aspirations. Whether enhancing communication, building reputation, developing expertise, or navigating workplace culture, meaningful change begins with small steps. Start small, be patient, and trust that these micro skills will compound over time, transforming your career.